Philippians 1 and verse 19. In this chapter, Paul is in prison. He's actually on what you call house arrest. You can read about it in Acts chapter 28 if you'd like sometimes. And so he is being put in prison because he preached the word of God. And so, but he was there for 2 years and he rented an apartment. And this church at Philippi that we're going to read about helped him pay the rent on that apartment. And but he was constrained in chains while he was there. He preached and taught about the kingdom of God. Ephesians, with no man forbidding him, the Bible says, actually in Acts 28. Philippians chapter 1, verse 19. So when he wrote this verse that God gave him to put in the Bible, he himself was under Roman guard 24/7. Because Rome ruled the world, or they were the dictators. But he was allowed by the favor of God to preach and teach sitting in that place. That people would come to him, but the Roman guard did not forbid him. They let him teach the kingdom of God. And they, of course, listened, and some of them, I'm sure, got saved. You can find that even those in one of the epistles, even those of Caesar's household were born again. So God will save anybody that will trust Him, all right? It doesn't matter who you are, your status, where you've been, what you've done. None of that is an issue with the grace of God. Philippians chapter 1, verse 19. For I know. Now, the word know there, in our Bible, we know what that means. But Paul was very confident of this. I mean, he didn't have any doubts or worries. And so, because the word know there in the Greek means to be fully aware. He was extremely aware. I know that this shall turn. And the word turn means exactly what you think it means in the Greek. The word turn means to go out or become into a different place or change directions. Something's going to happen, all right? He said, for I know that this, and we're going to get to it in a minute, shall turn to my salvation. Now, he's saved. Actually, he had been saved 30 years when he wrote the book of Philippians. I'm not sure. He had been saved about 30 years there in Acts chapter 28 when he was writing the book of Philippians. And so he said, I know this will turn to my salvation. So he was not referring, Matthew, to his salvation from hell to heaven. He was referring, Rita, to his salvation, his deliverance. How many of you today have been saved 30 years, but you still need God's help every day to deliver you from something, to give you some method of delivery, all right? And so, and notice the next word, to my salvation through. Now, the word through, if I remember correctly, in the grammar class, the word through is a preposition that denotes. Now, it denotes something. This one denotes a channel of how God's going to get it to you. Whatever you need, Pop, God can get it to you. All right? It's a method of delivery. All right? When you go to the doctor and you're sick, sometimes you get pills to take. You go to the pharmacist and get them filled and you take them. All right? That's a method of delivery. Sometimes you have to get a shot. That is a method of delivery. Sometimes it's in your arm. Sometimes it's in other areas of your body. All right? And so, but they have small needles today that do not paralyze you. When I was a child in the 60s and 70s, whatever you had, you soon forgot about it because you were paralyzed wherever, and they didn't give arm shots. They didn't believe in them. They were mostly hip joint type shots, like some type of joint injection. And you would drug your leg, and you didn't worry about whatever was wrong with you for about a week. I mean, anybody raised in the 60s and 70s, anybody know what I'm talking about? I mean, I'm talking about them kind needles big as a number two pencil that they screwed in you. You understand what I'm saying? And they put them in the alcohol and boiled them. Y'all with me? Y'all with me? Can you still hear them jingling, Ronnie, when your mama drug you down the hallway up there at Dr. R.L. Bowers or Dr. Lee's or Dr. Blunt's? One of those three, but the torture was still the same, all right? So anyway, it's a method of delivery. We have small needles today, thank God. Hallelujah, you know. He says this right here, through your prayer. Now, during our prayer request, sometimes we have to pray a while. Shannon and Nick can tell you that sometimes you have to pray a while. They can also probably tell you that sometimes your faith gets a little down on the down low. Can I? Come on, talk to me a little bit. You understand what I'm saying? But how many knows that God is still able?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. I promise you, God can get it to you. He can get it to you. When it looks like it ain't going to happen. I talked with a gentleman Thursday night, actually a couple, talking to her husband, very brilliant young man that can add and subtract, and needed a financial situation to change. Needed some money in his hand, all right? There was no possible way to get that money in his hand. There's just no way. But 24 hours later, he had like 2.5 times as much money as he thought he was going to have. And the text I got from him was this, and I could see the tears in the text. Well, God has done it again.
Amen.
Y'all need to say amen a little bit louder than that. God's done it again. I want to preach to you today for just a few minutes on this shall turn. How many of you are at a place in your life that something needs to change? Okay? You need to kind of get back over here. Maybe you done got way off over here. Not relevant at the moment how you got over there. We done got past that. Regardless, we got to get back over here. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? You done got past, oh my God, all that. But you back, I got to get back over here. I've been over here too long. I picked up the boys at school Thursday. All right? Leak Academy. His son. What's your son's name? William. William. And Joseph and John. Now, when I pick them up, kind of at random times. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know what time they get out down there. All right? I don't really know that, okay? Because I got clocks everywhere. You understand what I'm saying? And so I know when I pick them up. And one day I was late there. I was the last person there. And Miss Debbie, I thought I was the first one. I was so proud of myself, Lysandra. I said, praise God. I'm going to take a picture and send it to their mamas because I'm first today. But then I noticed, Deb, the only young'uns out there was my three. I didn't take no picture, okay? Yeah, we did. You little rat. Anyway. But praise God. I'm so thrilled about this. What day was that? Thursday? All right. So Thursday, and my truck has become another work truck anyway, so thank God I still got my Hummer. But I had to have some work done on it, and the heater is stuck on 98 degrees in it. So y'all would be, Matthew, you and Allison would love it. Can I just swap it to y'all and get one of y'all's vehicles for right now? Because it's like, I mean, you have to ride with all the windows down. And last Thursday was the warmest day of the week to boot. You understand what I'm saying? And so anyway, you had to ride with the top thing down and the back window down and all the windows down to try to make it, all right? And so here down, you just don't even feel yourself. You done got numb, all right? So I get down there and I get there, and I really am early this time. But they got people sitting out here that won't let you in. I'm thinking, well, bless God, what good does it do come early? They won't even let you in. And so I'm sitting here, and I text my whole family group. I said, I'm early, and they won't let me in. And after I figured out what was going on, Allison texted, don't you love that? An hour later, well, here's what's happening. I'm like, I got it now, baby. You know, I'm glad I wasn't drowning, okay? So anyway, but thank you for answering. Nobody else even paid me no mind. Started to hurt my feelings a little bit just to let you know. What, baby?
I didn't get that text, so I just wanted
to. I need to see your phone, okay? So anyway. They were playing on a playground, and if they played on a playground, you got to set back out here in the road, you know. And anyway, that's always how I want to offend too many people. All right, that being said, so we pulled on up, and of course, there's these little girls in one class. They all waving at me and all this kind of stuff, and I'm quite sure they got in a lot of trouble because it wasn't just a few minutes. Read, I saw the teacher over there. You follow me? And so anyway, but they can't help it because I'm pretty. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, at least they got good taste. I started to holler at the teacher. You know, at least they ain't waving at an ugly person. I mean, you know, things can happen like that. And so anyway, so I get the boys loaded up, and we take off. And we're going up the road. We get in the one straightaway from Leak Academy to Laurel Hill. And there's a little bitty car about the size of the top of this pulpit right here. And it's white, and it's like just set down low. And then there's like a SUV Toyota thing in front of us. And so we just trucking along, and I'm glad that I was looking, because my Hummer will not stop as fast as that little bitty car. It won't stop as fast as that little bitty SUV. Matter of fact, it don't stop too good, but William said it did stop better than his four-wheeler, okay? Anyway, that being said, so they just decided to stop. And there's not a lot of tourist areas right there. You know what I'm saying? There's no restroom and no stores. There's no reason to stop. The car wasn't on fire. Didn't have no flat. I don't know. Pop, they just stopped. But they made the mistake of not looking back, okay? Well, that Toyota got on them, but they got stopped, so then they just pulled over. When I saw that I was going to run over all of them, I just went off in my Hummer. I just drove off in a ditch. And it'll drive the same in the ditch as it will on highways. It's a little bumpy, but, I mean, you know, it'll still go. Well, by the time I did that, Rudy, that little white car that was done about killed all of us, they decided to just get off in the ditch with me in front of me. I mean, they just trying to get me to run over them. Am I telling it right, boys? Am I telling it right? Because William saw it. The other two in the back said, "Big, what are we doing?" I said, "Well, we're trying to stay alive, boys. Just trying to stay alive." Sometimes you got to pray. Because I really wanted to talk and stop and lay hands on them folks that little white car and really, you know, talk to them and pray for them. For I know that this shall turn. Things can change just like that.
Amen.
And they don't just have to change to the bad. Now, we really think, we believe they can change to the bad. We got no problem. We've had plenty of experience with that. But see, they can also change to the good.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? That text I got Friday afternoon, I sat on the side of my bed and wept like a baby. He said, "God's done it again." This shall turn. Paul was in prison when he said this. Through your prayer. Your prayer is your prayer. Talking to God about it. You just keep talking to Him about it, and He will hear your cry, and He will answer your prayer, and He will supply the Spirit of Jesus Christ. In other words, He will supply the power of God Almighty, because how many knows you can't always do it yourself? Now, in the Greek, this word supply means contribute. He will when God contributes, hey, when God contributes, like Jesse's, Jesse Now is what I call her. I don't know what, Bradley, what's your last name? Hunter. There you go. Anyway, Jesse Hunter. Okay, I'm going to get that one day. Baby girl right here, got some stuff going on with her, but God's going to touch her and heal her, so Mama Jesse won't have to lay awake at night and worry about her baby. Can I get an amen from Jesus? Amen? Because your babies can really... How many knows what I'm talking about? You just wish you had whatever they had a million times over, all right? And then little man's got some stuff going on with him, or a big boy, he's growing on up. And so, but God's going to touch them babies. Why? Because we're going to turn it, because we're going to keep praying, and God's going to contribute to this situation. Because that word supply right there means to contribute. I'm just glad, Mark, when God contributes to my fund. Can I get an amen? Because it makes things a whole lot better when He contributes to this thing we got going on this planet. Now, four times in this chapter, Paul refers to his being in prison. I won't read all the scriptures, but it's verse 7, 13, 14, 16. You can read it whenever you get home. And so whatever's got you right now, you don't have to be in a prison in Rome. You don't have to be under house arrest. You can be free as a bird walking up down the street. How many knows you can be so burdened down with something that's worrying you to death that you might as well be in a prison in Rome? Can I get an amen? All right. And so, but God can contribute. And Paul said, I know. He said, I'm fully persuaded. I am very aware of what God has done and what God will do, because God's going to do, Ronnie, what He always does, because He's God and He does not change. Amen. It's wax on, wax off. He don't miss a spot. So God contribute to this situation and don't miss a spot. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Because Paul had been through some tough times. He had. He'd been through some tough times. Anybody in this church, let me ask it this way. Is there anybody in this church that hasn't been through some tough times? Any takers? Didn't think so. I mean, Paul had been through some tough times. I'm going to read them to you. Just one second. When I get turned to my Bible, my pages are all stuck together, but they in here. If you want to turn and follow me, you can. Paul knew what he was talking about, and I'm fixing to read to you. I'm in 2 Corinthians chapter number 11. And Paul had to prove a point. You know, sometimes you have to prove a point. I'm in verse number 22. 11:22, Hebrews, 2 Corinthians 11:22. I'm going to read this kind of fast, Joshua. So just go with me when I start. Paul has some people criticizing him. Imagine that. And he had to prove his worth and prove that he had had some hard times. He had to prove, Jesse, that he knew what he was talking about. And see, as a pastor, God gives me a spirit to understand a lot of things that people go through, Matthew, that I personally have not gone through. But at the beginning of those kind of conversations, I go ahead and tell them, I'm not going to insult you by telling you that I know, Allison, how you feel about certain things, because Martha, I've not been there before. But I will tell you, as a man of God, you cannot be a man of God unless God drops something in your spirit to let you feel it and see it a little bit. You will be very ineffective if you can't, you know, get there with them. You understand what I'm saying? Ezekiel the prophet said, Jonathan, I sat where they sat. But I have been on this planet fixing to be 58 years. And old Scotty B has experienced quite a few things. All these stories I tell you are true. I started to say that like they do on Dragnet. Is that it? The name's been changed. Protect the innocent. I don't change no names. But anyway, most of my friends got nicknames anyway. But that being said, I have experienced some stuff on this planet. And that's what Paul's going to tell them. So they was criticizing. He said, are they Hebrews? Paul said, I am too. In other words, he said, I've been to church all my life too. So next. Y'all feel me? All right. He said, so am I. Are they Israelites? Bam! I am too. Are you with me? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? Bam! So am I. Got it. Check. What's your next list? Let's go to verse 23. Are they the ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool because I am and you ain't. I am more. And the labor's more abundant. I've worked my tail off, all right? I've worked my tail off. Can I get an amen? A friend of mine, he goes to church, but he don't teach Sunday school, okay? And he was up at the Parts house one day, one here in town. He didn't even tell me which one, so he didn't ask about this guy. Nope. I don't ask. If you won't tell me, fine. And then whatever information you give me, it'll be plenty. And he said, there was a fella in there, and if I called his name, you'd know him. And he said he just kept on, and he just kept on. And if you knew my friend, he's not a very patient friend, okay? He is with me because me and him were born with the same age, born and raised together in the same community, not a mile apart, maybe 2 miles at the most. He said he just kept on talking about that preacher, Scotty Boatner. All day up, he just kept on. But he just went one sentence too far. So my friend just said, hold on one second, sir, excuse me, because he didn't know this fella. You understand? He didn't know this fella was my friend. He didn't know this fella would whoop him up there in the Parts house. He don't care. You see, crazy can go crazy. Crazy can be standing here silent. And it can all of a sudden just get loose quick. You understand what I'm saying? He cussed him, as Joe Cook says, till a fly wouldn't light on him. He said, I've been raised with Scotty Boatner, and I can tell you, you ain't never worked a day hard as I've seen him work. I've worked for him, worked with him. I know him. Me and him's the same age. So if you're going to talk about how lazy and sorry and useless, how much money he has or don't have, you're going to have to go to some other store and do it. That fellow just looked at him kind of funny. He got his stuff, signed his ticket, and he left. That's what's going on here. Paul said, in labors more, I've worked more than all y'all lazy bunch together. In stripes. How many of y'all been whooped? with a whip for Jesus. Come on, talk to me, is what Paul is saying. In stripes above, I've been whipped so much I couldn't even count them. In prisons more frequent. Ain't none of y'all been in jail for Jesus. Open your fat mouth now. Run it now. All right, then he goes on to say, in death, hey, I think I done died two or three times, but praise God, I'm still here, and I'll be here when you gone. All right, verse 24, moving of Jews, five times I received 40 stripes, save one. Five. He's just talking. Notice now, Pop. He ain't just talking about everybody. He's just talking about just the Jews. He said, they done beat me with a cat of nine tails, 39 stripes each time. Five times. Just the Jews. All right? Are you with me? All right, go on to the next verse. Paul said, thrice I was beaten with rods. Not little switches off the plum tree, baby. We talking about sticks. Big, big clubs. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. You know what? Does anybody know what thrice means? Three. So y'all can't understand the King James Bible. Bam! We had a miracle right here today, all right? And so, three. We only know about one in the book of Acts. The other two, I guess, was so bad, Miss Earlene, the Holy Ghost said, I better not even tell them about that. They won't even go into the ministry. Imagine if this was Paul's resume and he was applying for a job as pastor at a real nice, quiet church. Let me say that again. What if he just handed this? They said, we need your resume, sir. And he handed them this. Do you think he'd get the job? I had a church ask me for a resume one time. I've actually had more than one. I was kind. I said, but if you need a resume, you probably won't want me. All right? So anyway, thrice I was suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I floated in the deep on a plank. Y'all know that World War II movie? It's actually a real movie where they blowed the ship out from under them. And what, I forget how many men was in the water. The sharks ate most of them. I personally know a man, he's dead now, that floated with those men in that, was it 3 days, I think? They floated 3 days in the ocean on whatever they could find. And the sharks ate most of them. And I talked to him, and he never got over it as long as he lived. But he said, Brother Scotty, you'd be just floating along, and a shark would come by and get you, buddy. And you sat there and you wondered, when they going to get me? You see, you can't talk about that unless you was there. Y'all with me yet? Paul was there. A night and a day have I been in the deep. Next verse 26. In journeyings often, in other words, you know what's wrong with me? It ain't because I'm 58. I don't feel old. I just got a lot of miles on me, and they ain't all been comfortable. Every church I preached for did not put me up at the Hilton or the, what's one of them fancy hotels I've stayed in since. I can't even think of the name of it now, but they all got weird names. But anyway, in journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers. Yep, I've had my house broke in, stuff stole, had stuff stole, I think, last week. In perils of my own countrymen, my own friends turned on me. In perils of heathens, in peril, I've had folks try to kill me. I've had one government try to kidnap me. And I'm talking about me now, not Paul. In perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, liars that pretend to love Jesus, and they just absolutely are phonies. Go to verse 27, if you would, please. In weariness and painfulness, I can tell you about pain, I can tell you about weariness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Paul said, you won't talk about my qualifications to be here to talk about Jesus. Sit down, let's talk. I found out when you do this, folks don't want to talk no more. This morning, this shirt right here, I lost it, Mickey. I've been lost it for about a month. It ain't like I ain't got no other shirt. Anybody been in my house, they know I got lots of shirts. I got them hanging everywhere. I got them in every vehicle I got. See, why is that? I don't like spots on my shirt. If I get a spot on my shirt, worm, I'm going to go to the truck and change it. If I ain't got one in my truck, I just have to go to the house because they don't sell 2X LTs and all that. You know what I'm saying? At Walmart. I just can't. If you see me like this somewhere eating like this, you know I got a spot on my shirt. I ain't got no shirt with me, okay? Sit down by me and feed me, amen? Anybody else here? Y'all look at me like that. Anybody else here like that? Okay. Well, maybe some of you need to be like that. I done seen you eat, all right? So anyway, is my brother like that? She's pointing at you, Chris. Your wife is. She's doing this. Did you see her? Okay. Hey. Yeah. We got whatever that compulsion is, all right? You got yours. We got ours. Just roll with it. We got it from my mama. No, we didn't, because she just kind of got to where she didn't care where the food went. Most of it went in her mouth. But anyway, amen. Love my mama. You see what Paul done been through? That's why he can talk to you about what you've been through, Captain Ron. Because this list right here, I mean, it's not... How many times you heard this passage of Scripture read in your lifetime? Not many. Probably I read it to you most of the times you've ever heard it, because it also is in the Bible. Believe it or not, it is part of the Bible. And we need to read it occasionally and realize, verse 28, last verse. Beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Amidst all of this, I have to try to care and take care of other people too. That's what Paul said. So don't come at me with all that. This will turn. That's why Paul could say that. He said God will do something. Because you see all this list of stuff? God did something every time, got him through it. Mickey got him through it every time. Everything I've been through, God's got me through. And when He gets through with me on this planet, I'll be gone. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. I know some of y'all cry, but I'll be there with Him. Okay? That's why I talk good about myself now. Okay, never mind. I won't talk about that. Back to my shirt, Brother Mickey. I see that look on your face. You want the rest of that story on that shirt. See? I refound my shirt today. I refound it, Warren. I thought I'd done been up to the cleaners twice. I didn't blame them because they're good people. Okay, they're my people up there. They know when they see me coming. They said, Lord God, everybody goes to the back with that one poor lady. She said, here you come. So, because I got all kind of different things I need done to my clothes, all right? So anyway, but they love me. And I said, y'all be on the lookout for my shirt. I even showed them a picture, Mr. Wayne. I said, you see this shirt right here? I got to have this shirt. It ain't like I ain't got no shirts. And so I found my shirt today. And I said, thank you, Jesus. You see, in the 80s, when nobody had no money, if you had money in the 80s, only shake your hand, okay? All right, because Jimmy Carter had just been president and gave all our money away and gave everything away and built everybody a house with our tax money, okay? And they couldn't afford it. And then it all crashed in 2008. But Jimmy don't know that. Lord bless him, all right? So anyway... Because he seems like, I think he's going to live forever. Ain't Brother Jimmy still alive, Carter? That's what I thought. Still making brilliant speeches, too, the last one I heard. All right, so bless him, Lord. We were so broke. I don't want you to pat me on the back or hug me. You can cry if I cry, but other than that, just roll with me. You could buy used, you know where you work at these places, like mechanic shops, and they give you uniforms. It's got your name on it and everything, and they're pretty and gray and starts and all that when they give them back to you. That is if you take them back to them after you wear them one time. That's the secret to that. They don't come to your house and get it. You got to bring it back, all right? So anyway, I won't tell you how I know that. But anyway, that being said, when they finally, Bruce, get wore slap dab out, they sew up all the holes in them, and I don't know if you can still buy them, But Jake, you could buy them a whole outfit for $2, a dollar shirt, a dollar pair of pants. And it had sewing all over it. And the name, I wish they had left the name tag on. I could just been somebody different every day. You know what I'm saying? But they had that sewed over. So, Brother Scotty, how'd you feel about yourself wearing them $2 outfits? Well, at the time, I didn't really think much about it, actually. But I sure am glad. I thank the Lord today. I said, Lord, thank you for them in $2 outfits I had to wear. I didn't complain. I asked for a nicer shirt, Mr. Tate. Didn't complain. But now you know what? Since I didn't complain, man, I got so many shirts. Unless it's a special shirt like this one right here, I can lose them. I rediscover them. You understand what I'm saying? I said, well, Lord God, there's my shirt I've been looking for. Or I didn't even know I missed. You know what I do with shirts now? After I wear them for a certain amount of time, you know what I do? I give them to people. All right? Ain't nothing wrong with them. I just done wore them, and I'm ready to move them on. Because, see, if you're a conduit, a supply line, a contributor, whatever that is, all right? I messed up on my grammar right there a little bit, but I'll study it up next week, all right? So, anyway, if you let it flow through you, God will keep it coming on up in here. You follow what I'm saying?
Amen.
Are y'all with me? And that's why Paul could say, I know that this situation y'all in, church, it's going to turn. Because God is going to contribute Jesus Christ to the situation. So whatever's going on in your life, go back, Joshua, to back where we started, Philippians 1:19. Read this verse this week. Read it till you get it down and deep. Philippians 1:19, Paul said, I know, I'm very aware that this mess y'all in is going to turn. It's going to turn to your deliverance through prayer and supply. I'm going to contribute Jesus to the situation. How many of y'all needs Jesus to hop off in the truck with you this week? Can I get a witness? Amen. Huh? Amen. I need him to cut the heater down in one of mine. Baby, I'm going to have to start walking, I guess. I mean, I could ride in that Jeep, but if you go far in a Jeep, you have to go to the hospital. You know, that's expensive right there. You understand what I'm saying? It's mostly for deer hunting, all right? So, Jesus, Father, we love you today. And we ask you to contribute to the situation. Whatever the situation is, we know, like Paul, this too shall turn. It's going to turn. Whatever it is going to turn. Because you're going to contribute the power of Jesus Christ to the situation. Whatever it is. We have ladies that take tests. We pray for them all the time, like Lane. We pray in her through school and some others, just different ones. We pray, and before the day of the test, I'll get a text, and we pray. And the next day I'll get a text, one of them emoji things. I don't know what it looks like because I can't see it, but it must be like clapping hands. It looks like feet to me, but whatever. Anyway, they passed. And God wants us to pass because He wants to turn our life into successful, contributing citizens of the United States of America. Because we are the power source that sends the Word of God to the world. And so, Lord, we thank you, God. Let us pass all our tests. Let's pass all our tests. Like Lane passed a real hard one last Tuesday, I believe, if I remember correct. And so, let us pass ours, God. Let us study your Word and let us pass our test. So we get a good grade and we move on. And we'll give you the praise for it.